Dvar Halacha and Chavis Altavis, Monday night, or L'Ches Teves, Toshin Ayin Hay. So we're going over some of the Gedarim of Hona'ah, and it's interesting how the Halacha views market forces. For example, we'll just give one example tonight. Let's say a buyer is prepared to pay a very high price because he wants this object very much. Let's say you have a precious stone that's worth, let's say, between $5,000 and $6,000, and you charge him $10,000 because he wants it special. He wants to make a piece of jewelry out of it, and so he's perfectly willing to pay $10,000, and you charge him $10,000, and then he finds out later that the normal price is $7,000. So that's how you know. But if there's a general price rise because let's say there's a train strike or a bus strike, so all the taxis raise their prices because that's what you do. So that's not enough. Then there's a general market price rise that all the taxis, that's not called enough. They're not overcharging. The price went up. It only went up because but that's market forces. The halacha recognizes market forces. And if it's across the board, it's not just that one person wants something so much that he's willing to pay a lot of money for it. So that's the difference between Oino and not Oino. Okay. The Chavis Halvavos from Shara Yichud, the last Perek Yud, he's talking about the descriptions of Hashem which seem physical. Kvar Hizironu Hanavi, we're warned very strongly because such words, whether it's nouns describing body parts to Hashem, we don't even notice it because we're so used to it already. But we talk about Enei Hashem, Pi Hashem, As Hashem, Yad Hashem, Tachas Raglov, or even verbs, which really are not true. The verbs are not the picture we have of the, when Hashem functions. He doesn't function through the verbs. He doesn't say, he doesn't talk, he doesn't decide, he doesn't think, he doesn't. So, but those words are used, the Chavis Halavos tells us, because otherwise we would have no grasp of Hashem at all, and we wouldn't be able to serve him, because you can't serve what you can't grasp, he says. And what we expect, he says, this is all in previous days, is that the more depth to which a person is able to think, everybody has to think. He goes back, I'm saying, this is really, as you say, there's an akdama. You're mechuyev to think and to contemplate these things and to delve into it. So to whatever degree, anybody can understand what he is, what it represents, what it means, so he's mechuyev to do that. But for his Rano Anovi, there's tens of psukim, Shinishomer Mechashov Sheish Lashem Tsura Odimion, Moshomar Benishmatim Odin Afshov Sechem, Kilorisim Kozmuna, Omar Tzmuna and Chemroim Zulosi Koyo. So you have to be careful. He's Oru Machshov Sechem Rayonechem, Shlotam Shilu, the Bore Yisala Tavnis, Lotamu Bidamus, Velo Dimion. Now this is a problem sometimes. We don't even realize it, you know. When you say Einei Hashem and you have a certain image, or even when you daven, maybe some people form an image of this, this kindly king sitting on a throne. So you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to form a mental image of Hashem. The Torah does. The Torah is just doing it to give us a grasp, but you're not supposed to. You shouldn't think that's my picture of Hashem. It's just we have to deal with him. We have to realize that he exists. So we have to use certain verbs and describe certain actions. What's really happening is that Hashem is causing things to happen, enabling things to happen, making things happen. So they're described and it's important for a person to know that, that it's because of Hashem that kach v'kach happened. So that is, the only way a person can grasp that is if you use a verb. Hashem did that. Or Hashem, you know, caused that. Or Hashem decided to do that. So that's how we grasp these things, but we shouldn't think that that's indeed what took place. But they shalom. And I said, that's why the Torah, because it's so commonly used, that's why the Torah keeps repeating not to imagine or visualize any type of demus to Hashem. Maybe we do it without even realizing we're doing it. It brings down a lot of psukim here. Because it's such a dangerous thing, and it's, sometimes it involves a subtlety, Masonu b'sefer hazeh, meaning Tanakh, Shumiyaches rov shvachol v'tilosav el Hashem haborei. That's what we talk about, Shem Hashem, Bivorchu Shem kvod decho, Baruch Shem kvod malchus ol yolam voed. That's not a pasuk. L'yiros Hashem hanichbad hanore, Yodu shimcha gadol v'nora, B'nei shemi nichasu, V'zorcha lechem yirei shemi, Shiru le'lokim zarmu shemo. We don't even realize it. It just rolls off our lips. But the Chazalovas is saying, we talk about the Shem Hashem, and he doesn't explain himself so. He doesn't explain himself, but the Mepharshim of the Chazalovas say that the Shem is what's more pu'ulosov anhogosov. That's what the Shem represents. That's what it means when you say Shem. You mean his hanhoga, how he fears the world, how he's manning the world, and there's different shemos represent different ways in which he does that. So you have all of these psukim that talk about Baruch Shem and Shiru Zamru Lishmo, because again the pasuk struggling to make us realize that we're not really dealing with an essence, we're dealing with only a reflection of the essence. So that's why there's so many references to shame. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here.
Taxis would make like a cartel. They would make a cartel, they would jack up the price.
It wouldn't be Ona.
It wouldn't be Ona.
It wouldn't be Ona.